Tantor Audio presents A Witch Before Dying by Heather Blake. Narrated by Colleen Marlowe. Chapter 1.
It's going to be a horrible job, Darcy.
Elodie Keaton's voice was loud, clear, and completely distraught. If I'd known what was ahead of me, I would have listened to that warning. But unfortunately, that morning I was too distracted to heed anything as I met with Elodie, As You Wish's newest client, at her shop, the Charmery. I was so enchanted by my surroundings, it was easy to say, I'm sure the job's not that bad. I'm not much of a glitzy glam person, but even I was charmed inside the Charmery as I stood in the midst of bright, shiny, sparkling, colorful bliss. Everywhere I looked, there were gems of various cuts and hues. In fanciful glass cases, handcrafted loose beads waited to be strung into custom bracelets and necklaces. Displays held vintage jewelry, including pendants, charms, talismans, and amulets. Whimsical cases contained tableaus of stunning natural stones and minerals of various sizes, shapes, and colors. Like a magpie, I wanted to pick everything up and bring it home. As You Wish, my Aunt V's personal concierge service, had received a phone call from Elodie this morning, wanting to hire the company to help clean out a cluttered house. My sister Harper was no longer an employee, and Aunt V was currently bedridden with the summer flu, so tackling this job fell to me. And as I was desperate to escape V's germs, I'd volunteered to walk over to Elodie's shop right away to talk with her about the details. It was a short walk. The Charmery was just a block away from As You Wish, where I worked and lived with V. Both businesses were located in the Enchanted Village, a themed neighborhood of Salem, Massachusetts. The village was a tourist hotspot for those who came to see...